266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Peter King. The deputy head of Hamas has told Al Jazeera there will be no more hostage prisoner exchanges with Israel until the war is over. He said that after Prime Minister Netanyahu pulled Israeli negotiators out of Doha. Former State Department Middle East negotiator Aaron David Miller.
This is certainly a blow to any imminent resumption of negotiations over hostages in exchange for prisoners, but it is not the end of the game. With well over 100 hostages that remain, including women, it may only be a matter of time before the resumption of these negotiations becomes a reality.
The EPA says a new rule announced today will sharply reduce methane and other emissions. Vice President Harris has addressed the UN's climate conference in Dubai on other issues.
The vice president outlined the Biden administration ongoing efforts to combat global warming.
We are building and expanding hundreds of solar panel, wind turbine, electric vehicle, and battery manufacturing plants.
And that's not all.
I am also proud to announce a new $3 billion pledge to the Green Climate Fund, which helps developing countries invest in resilience, clean energy, and nature-based solutions.
Some 150 world leaders are attending the conference. Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
Winters in parts of Texas can be tough, and recent cold weather in Austin has found the city unprepared, something officials say they've fixed. KEYE-TV's Fred Cantu.
Austin Mayor Kirk Watson says city utilities are now better prepared to weather the storm and to reduce lost service while keeping customers informed of their progress. And first responders report they've also beefed up their cold weather capabilities, but want as many people as possible out of the cold before it gets dangerous.
And then there's the South's dry weather.
The season is anything but merry and festive for many Christmas tree growers in the South. Some have lost entire groves because of widespread and worsening drought conditions. Dan Polium owns a Christmas tree farm in Kentwood, Louisiana.
I couldn't imagine what the losses are at some of the actual farms around here now.
It normally takes 10-plus years for a Christmas tree to grow to 6 feet. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
Pre-sliced is nice, but sometimes it's better to cut your own fruit. Here's CBS's Michael George.
The CDC is warning consumers not to eat pre-cut cantaloupe if you don't know the source. A salmonella outbreak has sickened at least 117 people in 34 states. Officials say the recall covers pre-cut cantaloupe sold at major grocery stores, including Kroger, Trader Joe's, and Sprouts Farmers Market.
This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out the Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on The Shaw.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Dove. Farmers and people who live in flood-prone communities are looking to policymakers to improve the health of Wisconsin's soil. Mike Mohn has more.
Congress will soon renew debate over long-term farm bill funding, including incentives for producers to adopt practices like no-till farming, which allow the soil to hold more water after heavy rain. Julio Badinsky is a consultant for the Michael Fields Agricultural Institute and says this isn't just an issue for farmers and policymakers. She says taxpayer dollars come into play when these programs are underfunded.
Some of the costs that they pay because of the lack of investment in soil health practices, especially municipalities, rural communities, even state budgets, when they're looking at costs to repair flooding damages.
Between 2009 and 2019, Wisconsin suffered nearly $36 million in flood damage. On the flip side, she says soil health investment and improved water quality pay off for communities, such as boosting home values along watersheds. These discussions also follow recent conservation funding boosts from the Inflation Reduction Act, with advocates noting they're poised to help more rural areas. South Central Wisconsin farmer Ron Shep is among those who have tapped into IRA incentives this year through the Federal Conservation Stewardship Program, providing benefits that reach beyond his property.
We farm right on Lake Wisconsin, and so there's less runoff, and so that definitely helps the neighbors by keeping a cleaner Lake Wisconsin.
He also contends that making these incentives more accessible could place less stress on disaster aid programs for farmers. Congress has until next fall to adopt a new farm bill after extending the recent version for another year. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy this afternoon with a high of 39. East winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. A mixture of precipitation likely tonight, 33. Mixed precipitation likely again tomorrow, 38. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
All right, welcome back to The Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Before we took short hiatus, I was talking about Social Security and Medicare being on the chopping blocks as they're organizing a group of people to look at Social Security and Medicare in ways of cutting deficits that, you know, seem to have completely ballooned out of control. And I will say this to you. Don't take my word for it, but look it up. The tax breaks from George Bush, Donald Trump, Ronald Reagan have really been the arbiters of the deficit. And so to give those tax breaks to the wealthiest amongst us is the reason that we're now talking about cutting Social Security and Medicare, as if they're the reasons that the deficits have grown. Don't take my word for it. Look at the impact, of the tax breaks under George Bush Jr., under Ronald Reagan, and under Donald Trump. And you will find that the culprits of the major debt that we have has come from that. Let's go to the Northwoods and Terry. Excuse morning, me. Go ahead.
Yeah, morning, Earl. Raise the cap. That's pretty basic. You got to do that. We're capped at whatever, 148,000, I believe it is, Earl.
And that's it.
Another thing, Earl. What I got to deal with up here is these people with the Trump hats don't know nothing. And there's two sets of facts with this fake news crap that he's plotted in people's heads. You can't trust, when I try to talk and convey that message about Social Security, that's fake news. That's what comes flying back at me. So what an uphill battle. Planned this fake news seed, and it's just sprouted out of control. And we got the worst delegation, I think, in the country. Those eight guys that represent us, two are great, Mark Polkan and Gwen Moore, but the rest of them, I can't.
Terry, you're in the Northwoods, and I don't care whether it's the Northwoods, whether it's Amory, whether it's Green Bay, whether it's La Crosse, Oshkosh, Racine, Park Falls, wherever it is, there's misinformation that has permeated people who are receiving Medicare and Social Security, and they don't know that their benefits are endangered, and unfortunately by some of the very people that represent them. And there is no question that people want to cut this debt, and they want to cut the debt on the backs of the elders, and they want to cut the debt by going after our Social Security and Medicare. It's a fact. You don't have to take my word for it. Look it up. But all of us in all of those regions and areas, Terry, have to pull together and send the message to those who are willing to take that away from us. And we don't care whether you're a Democrat or a Republican. We're not going to stand for that. Hey, Terry, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Jim from Genesee Depot. Good morning to you, Jim. How you doing? Thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Say good morning, Earl. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Well, thank you. I'm honored.
Another thing that people don't recognize is that we have people like Jim Sensenbrenner, who sat on the public dole for 30 years crying about the Cadillac welfare mothers who never had a real job while he's living off of our tax money. But they gave themselves raises all the time without asking us if they deserved one. Plus, they get a pension after 6 years in office, a defined benefit pension. Plus, their Social Security is segregated from our Social Security funds. They want us to work to 60 or 70 or more, but they can retire after 6 years in office with a pension for the rest of their lives and their Cadillac health insurance and all the rest of that.
You know, Jim, we have to, especially here at Civic Media, and I think the whole purpose of why we're here and spread out across the entire state is to get these types of messages to people in areas who may not be aware of these things, because these elected officials have done a really great job of covering up what their master plans are and really who their bosses are. I don't understand, Jim. Maybe you can explain it to me. But I don't know how it's possible that when we send those people to office, that those people then go into dark rooms. Well, it used to be dark rooms. Now they can do it in broad daylight. And lobbyists come and sit down with them. And even though we have elected them, they choose to support the lobbyists and the person who sends the lobbyists more so than they do you and I, who gave them this distinct opportunity to sit down and supposedly do our bidding. But they act as if it's a dilemma on whether or not I should represent the people who elected me or represent the lobbyists. And I just think that's unbelievable that they would even act as if they're one and the same. They're not. We know what the lobbyist is, and we know why the lobbyist is there, and we know who they represent. They represent the money. They don't represent you and I. I don't think we should be giving the elected officials a chance to make the decision on whether or not I should support the lobbyists or the people. If they don't support the people, they should be kicked out on their backsides.
Right. Many of them like to call themselves strict constructionist or originalist, and yet it started almost 100 years ago with the Permanent Reapportionment Act of 1927, where they cut off how many representatives we have in government because the math was too hard to figure out. That's why we don't have actual representation in our government, because they locked in the number for the total number of people in Congress that we have, and our representatives have to represent more and more people every year instead of the amount of people that it says in the Constitution they're supposed to represent. We should have over 4,000 people in Congress so that we would all be getting equal representation. But Republicans stopped that almost 100 years ago, and most people don't even know about that act.
Hey, Jim, man, thank you for listening, man. Thank you for taking the time to chime in. You know, this is not going away. In 2024, in about a month from now, you need to be very careful about the decisions that you make on who you're going to, you know, put in office. And make sure you check on the person, your congressmen and senators, and see where they, you know, where they sit on, you know, Social Security or Medicare. I mean, you really need to all the other things that you're talking about, that they're talking about, you know, and to lead you to believe these things are more important, like, you know, what books are in the library or some of these other things that really don't amount to a hill of beans, should be, it shouldn't even come into play. Hey, you know, Earl, do you believe in impacting my Social Security and Medicare? That's the question you need to be asking them. Let's go to Jack from Racine. Good morning to you, Jack. Thank you very much for waiting. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. You know, the Constitution and our country is based on the government is for the people. And I like to say that's what the Democrats' motto is, for the people. But you had somebody call, and so Social Security is just extremely important. It has been, it was originated in order to help people, of elderly people in the U.S. were starving.
Yes.
So and it also helps other people. My sister's husband died of MS. She's left with three young children. His Social Security and her Social Security combined helped to pay for those three kids all the way through college. So it fills a great need in the country. And you got people like Paul Ryan and others bringing in things like, well, we should privatize it. Well, I'll tell you, there's a reason people in Europe live 6 years longer on average, 6 years longer for life expectancy. And it's because of the medical care and other care that they give the people. And so in response to the fellow before who said government is always a problem, if we got a problem with government, let's fix it. But we know where the money's going if the government isn't involved, because you take a look at Trump's tax cuts that increased the national debt that you were talking about. That went, 86% of that tax cut went to people in the top 2% of the wealth of this country. So I really like your program. I think people need to understand how important Social Security is to the people of the country and not allow the changes that occur to hurt the program.
Hey, Jack, the program would be nothing without you, the listeners, and the callers. So thank you, as always. And you know, I was going to move on, but I'm going to take one more caller. You know, don't touch the dial. I'm going to talk about, you know, Florida. And I'm going to ask many of you in the listening audience who are still here, you know, in the cold, you know, of Wisconsin, why you haven't moved to Florida. We're going to talk about that after we return. Don't touch that dial. I'll see you, Tom. We'll come to you. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. 540 AM WAUK 101 FM, the show.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
The journey to a smoke-free life can be difficult. Kick the habit with the help of Vape Walkie. Vape Walkie isn't just a vape shop. They're a community, and their knowledgeable staff can assist you in finding the perfect products to suit your needs. With a wide variety of vaping products at the best prices, they cater to everyone from novices to cloud enthusiasts. Mention this ad and join the rewards program to receive 100 free points when you sign up. Vape Walkie, 215 Oakton Avenue, Suite C in Pewaukee. Call 262-696-6620 or log on to vapewalkie.com to find more.
It's a wonderful Waukesha tradition and kicks off the holiday season. The 60th annual Christmas Parade is Sunday, December 3rd.
Hi, I'm Don Brown. Join me live for all the fun. I'll be catching up with business owners, city leaders, and you before the parade even starts.
Your Waukesha Christmas pre-parade coverage is live Sunday, December 3rd from 3 to 4 p.m. and only on the Shaw 101.1 FM, WAUK 540 AM, and the Civic Media app.
The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
City sidewalks, busy sidewalks,
dressed in holiday style. In the air there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. And on every street corner you hear...
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, good morning to you at 98.9 FM Bull Falls Radio in Warsaw. Let me go to Tom. Before we went to break, we were talking about, again, Social Security and Medicare being on the chopping block once again. Tom, quickly. Tom from L.A.
Good morning again, Earl. First off, Kev X Richmond back on the show.
I got to do that, man. I got to do it.
And second, one of the best moments of 2023 for me, and I wish that it would happen weekly if possible, is that when Joe Biden had the State of the Union address last year, and he talked about how the Republicans wanted to cut Social Security and Medicare, how, oh boy, they were all up in arms, and they were like, oh, no, no, that's not true. And he said, okay, well, if it's not true, then let's deal with it right now. Let's actually scrap the cap instead of these people not paying anything after their first paycheck. For some of these billionaires, they don't pay anything into the system. Let's go ahead and raise the cap. If you want, we'll raise it to 400, 500,000, or you can start with the billionaire class and raise the cap up there. Social Security will be solvent, and Medicare will be solvent forever. And people laughed when Al Gore talked about putting it into a lockbox so it could never be touched. Well, you know what? He was right. And that should be the one thing that we do not touch. In fact, we should increase Social Security and Medicare instead of cutting those areas. And it would be done with just scrapping the cap on the taxes. And I just hope that everyone, especially as people continue to listen to civic media, that they, and your audience gets bigger, that they really understand the difference between private and public. Public means we the people. Private means that it's a private owner. And it is the dream of the private owners to actually be able to take over Social Security and Medicare. They're already trying to do it and tricking people with Medicare Part D.
Hey.
I'm sorry, Medicare yeah. Advantage. And all the people need to know that that's a scam. That Medicare Advantage is a scam.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call, man. I really appreciate it. Let me do this. Why are you and I, in our retirement years, still in cold, glacier-like Wisconsin? I mean, a lot of people have left. They've gone to the sunnier climates. They've gone to Florida. They've gone to California. They've gone to Texas. Why are you still in Wisconsin? Now, it's easy to say, if you measure it and you say, well, hey, why wouldn't you want to go to Florida, where it averages, you know, 73 degrees? That's paradise, man. You would think, if I could go somewhere where the average temperature for 365 days is 70 degrees, the question becomes, what's wrong with you and I that we haven't gone there? 844-967-2789. I'm sure, you know, you and I have thought about it in February, you know, January, you know, when it's 25 below with the wind chill, when there's 3 feet of snow, Calvin, you know, and you look out the window and you say, my God, Why am I still here? I got a brother and a sister who live down in Florida or San Diego, for heaven's sakes. Why am I still in Wisconsin? 844-967-2789. Let's go to Lynn from Oconomowoc. Good morning to you, Lynn. I got some things I'm going to talk about, reasons why, pros and cons of you know, those warm climates and where we are. You say what, Lynn?
Right. I would be the third generation to snowbird down in Florida, but I won't be. All of a sudden, with all the hurricanes and severe weather, homeowners insurance or mobile home insurance is rocketing. In fact, they're pulling, a lot of insurance companies are pulling out of Florida. Plus, what you used to buy maybe $40,000 for a double-wide mobile home is now like $200,000. And a lot of mobile home parks, like my parents, my father was trying to put a group of renters, the property renters, they own their own homes, but you rent the property. And those rates have gone sky high, and developers are coming in and buying some of the older mobile home parks, updating their infrastructure and putting in condos. So prices have skyrocketed in Florida.
Hey,
and
Lynn.
I had a friend. Yeah.
You stole my thunder. But anyway, go ahead. Keep on going.
I had a friend who moved down to Naples, and her house was destroyed by the last hurricane, and she's back up in Oconomowoc.
you know, Lynn. People tell you about all the great reasons when they're there. I've got friends who have done the exact same thing, and they really let me have it, you know, in January when we're dealing with, you know, the cold and the frost in February and all of that. And they're saying, well, you know, the sun is shining, it's 75 degrees, and it's beautiful here. When are you coming? Well, you know, all of us, and some of us see some of the other sides. There are cons to it. They're pros, but yes, there are cons. And Lynn, you pointed out a lot of the cons on why some people and some of us have decided we're not going to go that direction. And yeah, it would be great to have 72 degrees year round. But you know what? It doesn't stay 72 degrees 365 days a year. Lynn, sometimes it's 100 degrees with 50% humidity. For months. I wish I had more time, Lynn. We've got to pay some bills. Don't touch that dial. 844-967-2789. Why have you not left the state of Wisconsin for beautiful Florida? We'll be right back.
Silver bells, it's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling,
ring-a-ling,
hear them ring.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. A top Hamas official says hostage-prisoner exchanges with Israel are over until the war is over. He said that after Israeli negotiators broke off talks. CBS's Robert Berger.
This is basically a pressure tactic by Israel. It's effectively telling Hamas that if it's not ready to make a reasonable hostage deal at the the negotiating table, Israel will meet the group on the battlefield.
At the UN Climate Conference, the talk is about cutting methane emissions in half over the next decade. Scientist Alyssa Oko.
Methane is a greenhouse gas. It is the second largest contributor to climate change, and it accounts for more than a quarter of the warming that we're experiencing today.
Freezing cold snaps left Austin's emergency services coming up short, but Mayor Kirk Watson says they are prepared for winter.
We're not 100% staffed, but we will be close to 100% staffed in the next 2 to 3 weeks in 911.
CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
It's a showdown in Madison. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team is facing a big challenge. They host the Marquette Golden Eagles at the Kohl Center in Madison. The Badgers have won 4 straight. They're 5-2 so far this season. Marquette is 6-1 and ranked number 3 in the nation. NFL, the Packers and the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday Night Football at Lambeau Field. Packers wide receiver Jaden Reed been dealing with a chest injury. He's questionable. The Packers young receivers have been meeting every Tuesday on their day off to get a jump on the game planning. I asked Reed what they get out of those meetings.
Meeting on Tuesdays with each other. Like I said, we've been doing that the past few weeks. And I just think that helped tremendously, just us understanding where everyone is coming from. We're seeing everything from the same eye when we go out there and play our opponent. We show development and the way we prepare. Like, you know, we practice hard. We're doing much better executing. Small little penalties aren't happening as much anymore. So it's definitely that.
As Packers wide receiver Jaden Reed with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy this afternoon with a high of 39. East winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. A mixture of precipitation likely tonight, 33. Mixed precipitation likely again tomorrow, 38. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 37 degrees.
This is Mean Gene Okerlund, and I'm talking with Brett Uhlberg, owner of Robert Hack Diamonds. Brett, I hear you pay cash for gold.
Not only gold, but silver, diamonds, and any form like jewelry, teeth, coins, flatware.
Why should I sell you my gold?
Why not? Our store is the only store that recommends you shop around before you sell. This way you know you're getting the most money. But if Robert Hack Diamonds can't beat a competitor's offer on your scrap gold, we'll give you $20 just for letting us try.
Hey, what if I'm shy?
You? Well, at Robert Hack Diamonds, we sit with you at a table. We go through your items and make you an offer. You're not pressured, and we offer more on jewelry that we can resell.
Can I trade my gold for a new piece of jewelry?
Of course you can, and not only that, we can custom make a piece of jewelry using your gold and gems.
Hey, there you have it, folks. Sell your gold to my friends at Robert Hack Diamonds.
540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Amory, 1260 AM Lake Air. Let's, you know, before we went to the break, I was talking about why we are still here in the state of Wisconsin when paradise awaits us. All we have to do is go where the warm weather is. We know Florida is the hottest state in the United States, and it averages 72 degrees, you know, over 365 days. So you would have to ask the question, why wouldn't you want to be where the sun is shining all the time and 825 miles of beach front? Paradise. And so let's go to Julie from Franklin. Hey, good morning to you, Julie. Why are you still in Franklin when you could be down in Florida?
Well, okay, so I'm a good person to answer these questions, why you don't go there. I lived there for 8 years. I don't know if you remember, I told you
yes.
I went down to take care of my mom and dad. Okay, so I lived in Bradenton, Sarasota area, and then the last 3 years I lived 20 miles north of Tampa in Lutz, Florida. And it's a whole nother world. And it's not as inexpensive as you think it is. The home prices absolutely they've gone up, but they've gone up everywhere.
Well, people will say there are no state taxes. They will say that's reason enough.
And yeah, you know that's nice. Like especially coming from up here. Like I went down there from Chicago, and
wow.
My taxes in Chicago
right.
were ridiculous. So going down there was great, but then it's more expensive to live down there. My dad used to tell me this all the time, and I never believed him. And then when I moved down there, it's like, you know, the whole thing, you never believe what your parents tell you until you go through it. So this is going to sound silly, but there's 12 months a year of bugs, lawn cutting, that kind of stuff. That monthly expense is big. There's the groceries down there are actually more expensive than here. You wouldn't think they would be, but they are all the time. Not just, you know, in the last couple of years. This was 8 years ago when I went down there. It's the beach. It's beautiful. It's beautiful there from November to April. And then it's sweltering hot. But November through April is when everyone goes to Florida. So you've got traffic and infrastructure that isn't set up for the traffic.
Are you sure you haven't been reading my notes? Because the cons, I wrote alligators, snakes, rats, iguanas, poison snakes, all of the people who come down, tourists. You know, you seem to have gotten, you know, saw my notes, but go ahead.
Well, okay. So, you know, you got everybody that wants to go down there. So there's not enough of anything down there to accommodate stuff. Like there's not enough restaurants. I lived in both type of areas. I lived kind of in a rural area north of Tampa, and then I worked in Tampa. And then I lived down in the very touristy Sarasota, Bradenton area, a little more affluent down there. And you don't, when you live down there, you don't go to restaurants in peak time. You can't go to drive anywhere at certain times of the day because the traffic going to the beach backs up. I'm telling you, like everyone goes, why did you move back to Wisconsin or, you know, back up north? I'm like, oh my gosh, because first of all, it's beautiful here in the summer and there's not that many people and nobody's, you know, coming here that much to vacation. So we don't have to worry about that.
Julie, I wish I had more time, but we've got some others on the line. But you rained on my parade. I was thinking about going down to Florida, and now you talk me out of it.
For a couple months. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think my wife would have agreed. So, you know, thank you very much for the call. I wish I had more time. Hey, Mary from Wauwatosa, how you doing?
Good morning. Yeah, good morning, Earl. I'm calling in to put in a good word for appreciating our winter weather. I just recently purchased a health track device called the Oura Ring. That's Oura. The company originates in Finland, and Finland has a rating for a number of years now, probably 6 years, for being the happiest place on this planet to live. It has temperatures that, you know, make Wisconsin pale in comparison, and for a certain period of time, they have only 6 hours of daylight. So one of the reasons for Finn's great happiness is exposure to cold and get out in it as much as possible.
So what's an aura ring? What's an aura ring?
Aura.
A-O-U-R-A. What's an aura ring?
Yeah, it's a health tracker, so you wear it 24/7, and it tracks quality of your health, like sleep quality, your activity, exercise, oxygen level, heart rate. I haven't gotten it yet, but I'm kind of excited to start using it.
Hey, Mary, send that information to me on my email.
We'll do that. Okay.
Well thank
have a good
you.
Day, Earl.
Mary's one of my favorite people in the world. I mean, whatever she does, I'm following her. I remember, I don't know, maybe about 5 or 6 years ago, I was having problems with my memory, and I was on the air, and I was saying, and she told me, you know, get some, and put this in your coffee, coconut oil. And ever since I've been putting coconut oil in my coffee, my memory has improved. And I owe that to Mary. So whenever Mary says something that I should be doing in the way of health, I'm listening. You know, I'll tell you this, man. We can go to those wonderful places. And there's something to be said. I got a buddy, you know, who lives out west, and I got a son who lives in Arizona, and you know, he tells me, my son in Arizona, well, you know, it's really nice now, Dad. He says, you know, I can, it's, you know, 75 degrees now. But Calvin, he had to wade through 4 months of 100-degree temperature. And he says now it's going to be nice between now and April of next year. Is that trade-off good enough for you?
Not for me. I remember in July you telling me that it was like 4 straight weeks of over 110 or something crazy like that.
Man, no, man. I just don't get it, man. You know, I'm going to stay here and I'm going to go through, you know, the cold weather. The one thing about the cold weather is, you know, you can put on a few layers, right?
Yeah, I don't mind the cold. It's the snow that I'm not a fan of.
Yeah, well, you know, and so you can get those things and you can get warm. But you can't always cool yourself off. Well, people can say, well, you got air. Everybody doesn't have air conditioning. And, I'm here. I'm a person born in the North. I'm going to die in the North. It's all right with me. Like was said earlier, man, alligators, man, iguanas, poison snakes, rats big as dogs, all of that stuff is down there. And people get accustomed to that. They get used to it. And because it's the paradise that they have. You know, they're not talking about the hurricanes, Calvin. And the fact that the insurance has increased, the average insurance cost is $6,000, you know, and going up, and people are being denied insurance, and they own these properties, and they can't even insure them. So many people flood the area down there that, you know, it's not comfortable. I kind of like sometimes not having a whole lot of people around. It's safe to say you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm from a rural town, so I'm used to low traffic areas.
I mean, who would want to have people, you know, stumbling all over one another? I get it. You love the warm weather. I get all that. You know, but we've just had a bunch of people kind of point out, you know, in the pros and cons of why they, you know, won't go down. You know, 19 airports in Florida. So it's easy accessibility. You can get in and out because that's what there is, tourists. And that's where, you know, most of the money's being made. In the pros, under the pros column, you can find, if you're, you know, 65 and up, Calvin, 4.8 million people, 65 and older, have moved or live in Florida. They've come from all over the country. Here's the other thing. When we're talking about all that warm weather, Calvin, if it's 90, 100 degrees, you can't even get outside to enjoy the beautiful sun and weather. How long are you going to be outside 95 degrees?
Well, especially when the humidity's super high and if you can feel the air hanging off your skin.
Well, yeah, they got the Gulf down there, man. And that's nothing but warm air coming off the Gulf. You know, people will tell you about, you know, it's beautiful. And it is. Nobody can argue. It's really beautiful, man. The beaches, you know, they've got Disney World and Orlando and all of these places that you can go and, you know, visit. But, man, I couldn't take 6 months of 90-degree weather and high humidity. I just can't, you know. And as we age, that sun is more difficult on us and that heat. And so, you know, of those 4.8 million, you know, 65 and older who are down there, you can rest assured, Calvin, they spend most of the time in the air conditioning.
Yeah, or they come back to Wisconsin during the summer.
Yeah. Listen, when we come back, we're going to talk about a serious issue, and that's that.
Screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Guys doing chores. How would that do on TikTok?
Sounds like you should be wearing like short shorts or something.
We're not going to exploit you in that way. I think it's more about your Q-tip action and
phrasing, Jane. The way you're saying it just sounds like one big double entendre.
Delicately in the crevices.
Oh, God.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go.
Take a look in the fire.
All right. Welcome back to what is the last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Lower socioeconomic status triples risk of early onset of dementia. People from less privileged backgrounds are at greater risk of developing condition under age 65, a study finds. People from the lower socioeconomic backgrounds are more than three times as likely to experience early onset dementia, a study has found. The study published in the Lancet Healthy Longevity Journal and conducted by researchers at the Huazhou University of Science and Technology in China used UK Biobank data of more than 440,000 participants aged between 37 and 73.